Now, today's Gemara needs a lot of paying attention because it's very intricate. The Gemara will have two Pshatim, but then the Rush and the Ran and everybody else, I think, has two Girsas in one of the Pshatim. And instead of just telling us one of them, they want you to know both of them. So it's going to need a lot of keeping track of what goes where, because it's not hard. Well, it might be hard, but I don't think so. I think it's more complicated to keep track of everything. Here we go.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Yes, I'm going to identify. I started the recording. I did.
No, I have a question on the week last week's Gemara about the lady who took the money for because her husband was away.
Yes.
Is she allowed to take a loan and her husband's obligated to repay it?
She goes to Bethan and Bethan gets the money for her and then the husband's obligated to pay. Or Bethan will take away his land. Bethan will do something to accommodate her. If she does it on her own and takes a loan, if she says, on the condition my husband pays, the Ran talks about it, if I remember correctly, that if we say that she takes a loan, I think if she says on the Manasseh that my husband pays or something like that, then he might be chayav to pay. But I'm not sure. I haven't learned the Ran this time around. But he discusses it.
What daf are we on?
Lamed 8. In the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom. Little more than halfway down the page. Mr. said, that one can return the Aveda. Now, we don't know exactly who is returning to whom and who cannot have pleasure from whom. If you follow the regular run of the Mishnah, can somebody mute themselves out there? It's very sad. If you follow the regular trend, the way the Mishnah writes, it seems that I'm going to call them by their names and then I'll explain them. There's a Madir and a Mudr. The Madir is the one that made the Neder, banning the Mudr from having pleasure from him. So if Reuven says, Shimon can't have pleasure from me, Reuven is the Madir and Shimon is the Mudr. Reuven made the Neder, and Shimon is the subject of the Neder. Now, sometimes the Madir can be the Mudr. If Reuven bans himself from having pleasure from Shimon, he is the Madir and he is the Mudr. He is the subject of the Neder. He can't have pleasure. Right? But in this case, Reuven bans somebody else from having pleasure from him. So Reuven is the one that made the Neder, and the subject of the Neder is Shimon. So the Mishnah said Reuven can give his shekel. Even though Shimon is not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven, Reuven can pay his machzis hashekel. Reuven can pay his debt, and we discussed that last week. And the third thing the Mishnah said, he can return the Aveda. But the Gemara is not necessarily going to operate that this is one way. The Gemara will discuss whether it's Reuven returning Shimon's Aveda, or, again, somebody should please mute themselves out there, or Shimon returning Reuven's Aveda. It can go both ways. Reuven banned Shimon from having pleasure from him. So is Reuven returning now Shimon's Aveda? He found Shimon's, his wife's golden, his wife's with me, his wife out of here. He found his cufflings, his gold cufflings, and he's returning it. Or is Shimon returning it to Reuven? That's going to be the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss both cases. So even though the Mishnah went one way in Shaikalei Shiklai and Perei Eschaivai, in this one, the Gemara is going to discuss both ways. Zok the Gemara. Ma pligi bar Ravami v'Ravasi. There's an argument Ravami and Ravasi. Charamar, one said, Lo yishonu el shebenichse magzir asurima balaveda. This Mishnah is only if, again, Reuven banned Shimon from having pleasure, and Reuven found Shimon's cufflings, and Shimon is not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven, Reuven can return the Aveda. Why? The Chimahadale meet him the Napchikamahadale. He's giving him back his own thing. He's not giving him anything more. This is his cufflings. Aye, the pleasure of giving it that he got it back. This is a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah on Hashavat Aveda. And as the Rush learned earlier, If you do a mitzvah, that's not usher. You can be shaykel a shikla, the Rosh said, because you're doing a mitzvah. You can give back the aveda because you're doing a mitzvah. If you're not giving him an item, if you were giving him an item, it'd be a problem, but you're not giving him an item. You are doing a mitzvah, and it's his item anyway. All you're doing is returning his item. That is giving him nothing. You're giving him a pleasure, the fact that his item is back, but that's a mitzvah. So therefore, that doesn't count. The item itself is his. He didn't add anything to his nechassim. He had whatever he had before. That's what the Gemara is saying. Midim denamshik, by the way. Avol. Nich say balavedet asura mamagzer. Why? But what if Shimon wants to return Nisde Ba'aveda Asura Mamachzer, right? Reuven lost the cufflings, and Shimon, who's not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven, finds them, and he brings them back to Reuven, who's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. That he can't do. Why? Because when Shimon picks up the Aveda and he's going to take it back to Reuven, while he's engaged with the Aveda, a poor person comes over to him and says, I have to marry off my daughter, it's my 18th child, and I really need the money, I'm desperate. He can say, I'm sorry, I'm eating the mitzvah. Please do me a favor, I'm involved now in a mitzvah, I'm eating the mitzvah, but I'm in a mitzvah, don't bother me. So he gains the fact that he doesn't have to give tzedakah during the time that he works with the Aveda. And that is a pleasure from Reuven. That he's getting pleasure from Reuven, that while he's working with Reuven's Aveda, he is gaining the fact that he doesn't have to give tzedakah. And that is considered a handah, as we see in Masechtas Baba Kama. There's a machlokes there, somebody who works with an Aveda, is he a Shemer Chinam or a Shemer Sachar? So the Gemara says, one Mandi Yama says, he's not getting paid. The other Mandi Yama says, yes, he is getting paid. Because while he's working with the Aveda, he doesn't have to give tzedakah. So we see that the fact that he saves giving tzedakah is considered a gain, enough to make him a Shemer Sachar, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, which is the way we pass him, I believe. Here too, when Shimon is engaged in picking up Reuven's Aveda, Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon is getting pleasure from Reuven because he's now puffed from Zucca as he's working with Reuven's item. That is considered getting pleasure from Reuven, and that is usher. The Charamar, and one argues, it says no. Avdula nichsim al Aveda asur na ma'akdir, mahadalei, mishum puta de Rabbi Yitzchak v'lechiyach. That is not considered a pleasure from Reuven, because the chances of a tzedakah of ani coming to him while he's working with the Aveda are rather remote. It doesn't happen that often. So we to consider that he's having pleasure? We don't consider that pleasure from Reuven. It doesn't happen enough times. For Shemir Sachar, it's enough. But for Isur Nedir, it doesn't happen enough times that we should ask for him giving back the Aveda, because maybe an ani will show up, and it will be blessed from giving tzedakah. Because chances are the ani is not showing up, and he's not gaining anything from returning the Aveda. So therefore, why should it ask, what is he gaining from giving Reuven to Aveda back? So therefore, it's much. So we have a machlokes, and I want to set it up again. We have over here a bal Aveda and a machzer. Somebody's Aveda, and somebody's giving it back. And we have two people. We have the one who made the neder, and the one who was the subject of the neder. Reuven banned Shimon from having pleasure from him. So the Mishnah says he can give him back the Aveda. So if one of these Amoraim say that is limited, it is only when Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, and Reuven found Shimon's gold cufflinks. So when he returns it, it's Shimon's item. He's not giving him anything that he didn't have before. The pleasure of getting his thing back, that's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs don't count in the Yisra Anah. When Reuven's doing a mitzvah, it doesn't count in the Yisra Anah. But he's not getting anything new because Shimon is getting his old item back. It's that he gets the pleasure of receiving the item. That pleasure is canceled by the fact that Reuven is not doing it for pleasure. Reuven's doing it for his own mitzvah. That is what Mandiyama. But that Mandiyama said.
Rev, I can ask a question very quickly. Why is it?
Go.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So why is the example of him possibly being interrupted that of another mitzvah? Why isn't the example used by the Gemara him being interrupted by a money-making opportunity or something?
And then he goes, well, that meaning, if a guy is in the middle of a mitzvah and he's interrupted by a business deal, right, you're asking whether he can stop doing the mitzvah and do the business deal. It's a sugim bab metzia. Because a person's not obligated to take a loss of money to be ma'aser d'aveda. If a person
let me ask you a different.
And he has a business deal, he can stop.
So let me ask it a different way. If I'm understanding right, we're saying that the chances are that he might be asked for money, which would give him pleasure, and he's missing the pleasure of giving tzedakah to somebody else.
No. He's very happy not to give tzedakah. This guy is very happy not to give tzedakah. But the problem is, when a poor person comes to you, you don't have a choice. You must give him something. That's the halacha. So here he is. He's in the middle of working with the Aveda, and the poor person comes and tells him, I need money. He doesn't have to give him. He saves his money from giving it to the poor person. That's his hana. His hana is that he doesn't have to give the poor person money. He doesn't want to give the poor person money. He has no choice in the matter.
Why wouldn't he want to?
Why wouldn't he want to give the poor person money? Because he's a
minor. Yeah, he's fulfilling a mitzvah. Why are we using example of another mitzvah? Is, I guess, what I'm asking. He's fulfilling a mitzvah if he gives us.
That's the only thing he's gaining. This man, the Amar, is saying that you gain, again, you're assuming everybody's pointing fingers at somebody here, but you're assuming that everybody wants to do mitzvahs, and everybody's excited to give the poor person money. The Gemara is assuming that no one wants to give tzedakah. I shouldn't say no one, but many people don't want to give any money to poor people, but they have to. And this guy got out of the have to.
It just strikes me wrong that we're saying that the hana of doing a mitzvah is okay, whatever. I get it. All right.
Doing the mitzvah, that hana of saving money.
Yeah.
Now, again, I want to take this very slow because it needs a lot of an explanation. I'm going to try one more time to explain it and then add a little addition to the explanation. Yes, doctor.
If you want to keep going, you can, but a couple things. Number one, it should not be ignored that the people of the time, by and large, lived in what we would call extreme poverty. Number two, we seem to be going, I mean, how does one redact the underlying argument with the idea that mitzvahs have nothing to do with pleasure?
Okay. So that question was asked on Friday, by the way. It was discussed on Friday, but it doesn't make a difference.
Sure,
I'll discuss it again. The answer is, mitzvahs have nothing to do with pleasure means the following. That when I do a mitzvah, the pleasure of doing a mitzvah doesn't count. That's all it means. If I do a mitzvah that I enjoy bodily, physically, then it does count. Mitzvahs are not a pleasure just means that the fact that I feel great, that I shook lulav, and I'm dancing from the fact that I shook lulav, it's not called a pleasure. My mitzvah not benefit does not mean that when I eat matzah, I am not enjoying myself. I am enjoying myself if I like matzah. And I love matzah, and I enjoy myself. I also have the pleasure that I ate matzah. But I like matzah. So I have a physical pleasure of eating. That is nothing to do with mitzvah not benefit. Mitzvah benefit just means the pleasure a person has that he's accomplished a mitzvah, feels a certain sense of contentment. Baruch Hashem, I did a mitzvah, is not a pleasure. That's all it means. According to the Ran that we had earlier in the Masechta. Any bodily pleasure that comes along with a mitzvah is a pleasure.
Does this also mean that when someone shows some water bills in my face in the middle of davening, I can safely ignore them?
You know, this is a big tumble. This is a big tumble. I just saw somebody write this up. I was looking at a sefer, and he was talking about giving tzedakah in the middle of davening. Yeah, 100%. You are theoretically an icing of a mitzvah. You do not have to give the person tzedakah in the middle of davening. But that's assuming I mean, I'll just add this.
I mean, you don't have.
I will add this. That's assuming you're having kagona when you're davening. If you're daydreaming about something else, so then I don't know if you can say I might sing b'mitzvah. I mean, your mouth's moving anyway, so what difference does it make if you head to the bower? Also, it's not like you're touching the rabbi, but I'm not going to get into that.
Well, we see from the Gemara itself that it's very easy to have kagona when you're saving money.
Yes.
I asked, I don't remember who it was, I asked him if it's only during Kriya Shema itself or during the brachas also, and he said during the brachas also, you don't have to have kagona.
I think Rabbi Yasha, I'm going to, I don't want to say, but I think Rabbi Yasha said you never leave the whole davening. I think so, but I'm not sure. I don't want to quote, but I don't know. I'm not going to say. And that's if you want to. Yeah, you're allowed to do it too. No, again. Right. Okay, I think we're off to something, but it's okay. I'm big and giving, I hold everybody to give talk all the time. Yes.
If you know that someone in front of you is standing there,
that Arizal says to give a middle psukh in Zimmer. Yeah. Reb Chaim Kirevsky, by the way, once you brought it up, used to give once a week. And he said, every day when I get to Baisha Makal, when I get to Baisha Makal, an extra part should go to Tzedakah. He put it in the pushka at the beginning of the week. So that way he wouldn't have to interrupt the middle psukh in the Zimra. But he wanted to do the Arizal giving Tzedakah every day before Shema Nesaret. So he gave it once a week, but he didn't make it theirs. Every day, at least so it says in the book that I have. I don't want to call it a book, it's a safer, of always on August. In that safer, it's in English, that's why. And it's a beautiful thing, by the way. And all it says that he gave it once a week. It didn't even say once a week. He said he gave it periodically. And every day it was Mechavan, the more of it becomes stuck.
Who was that?
Mechavan. Again, I wasn't there. That's what it says. Kach Kostov Baha Sefer. Okay, I think we're off the subject.
Yeah, I'm completely off the subject, but as I recall, that our result says that before davening, so just going to happen.
Okay, I really don't want to get there. We're off. Let's leave it though.
Why is English a book?
I said I took it back. I said safer. I took it back. I was Kaiser. Touch the Hebrew.
Thank you.
Okay, now. Let's go back through this Gemara again, and I want to go through it and explain it well, because we need this explanation. We need to understand this. Reuven banned Shimon and Hana. Now, Reuven finds Shimon's Aveda. Everybody agrees that Reuven can give it back to Shimon. He's not giving him a new item, because Shimon owns the item. He's giving him the pleasure of getting it back. That's canceled by the fact that Reuven is doing a mitzvah. And when you do a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about the pleasure. But if you would be giving him a new item, that would be a problem. But you're not giving him a new item. You're giving him his own item back. If Shimon finds Reuven's Aveda, is a machlokes. Because even though Shimon is the one that can't have pleasure, Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. But Shimon has pleasure, according to one opinion, that he saves himself giving tzedakah while he's picking up and returning the Aveda. And therefore, he is getting a pleasure of not having to give tzedakah. And that is not a pleasure of a mitzvah. That is a pleasure of a non-mitzvah. And the other Mandiyama says, it's so infrequent that it doesn't count. That doesn't count as pleasure. Now, the question becomes, we learned last week that keeping something away is called mavriach hari. That's not called giving pleasure. If you keep somebody away from somebody, that's not called giving pleasure. It's taking away a potential damage. So here, keeping the ani away is not giving him anything. It's preventing him from having to deal with an ani. Why is that not considered mavriach hari? That's the question that Achrayim ask. But here we learned last week that a lion's coming to his field, you can block the lion because you're not giving him anything. You're preventing. Prevention is not giving hana. So why is it called giving Shimon pleasure that he doesn't have to do tzedakah? You're just chasing the poor person away from him. You're not giving him anything. That's not the kasha they ask on this Gemara. And the answer they give, and again, either you get it or not, I'm not going to spend too much time on it, is that over there, one person is chasing away the lion from the other person. Here, the guy is chasing away the lion from himself. by picking up the Aveda, he is now receiving a heter that the Ani can't come to him. So he's chasing away the lion himself. It's not Reuven who's chasing away the lion. Reuven is, you know, sleeping in bed. He doesn't know anything about this. He's not doing anything. Because Shimon is picking up Reuven's Aveda, he now doesn't have to give tzedakah. So he, by picking it up, is chasing the lion away. Therefore, it's not called Mavriach Ari, because you're chasing your own lion away, and that's considered more pleasurable. Again, I'm not going to get involved in that. Just wanted to mention it, because I was afraid somebody was going to ask it, so I wanted to preempt it. Yes?
One question on that. We say that the Baal Aveda is paying the person with the person returning the Aveda. That's what the Quran is saying. So if the Baal Aveda is paying the person that
not paying him, he's preventing something.
He's paying
a pruta. He's not paying him a pruta.
He's
giving him hanah.
Because of him. It's because of him.
No, it's to prevent. When a guy chases away a lion, he's also paying him.
So if he's the
cool. Again, let's stop again. I hear you loud and clear. Let me try to explain what I'm saying. If I chase away a lion from your field, I'm paying you a lot of money because your field is going to get ruined in a second. But that's not called paying. It's called prevention. Okay.
And that was more when they were talking about giving money to an Ani or giving stuff to an Ani. Is it the same way it is today that we should just cash it?
Yeah, I knew I could count on you to ask Halacha Lemaisa question. We're not learning Halacha this year. But the truth is, if a real Ani comes to you, you have to give him tzedakah. Now, you don't know what an Ani is anymore. That's our heter for those who don't answer. You mechuyim to give him something. Any Ani that comes to you, you cannot say no, ever. Now, do you know if he's in a pisto? He's collecting for yeshiva. He's not collecting for an Ani. So that's not included. No, the yeshiva is not an Ani. An Ani means a poor person, not a poor institution. I'm not saying don't give to yeshiva. It's chas v'shalom. Shizik HaTorah is the biggest mitzvah you can get, or one of the biggest mitzvahs you can get.
Is that the word
tzedakah? It is, but it's not an Ani. See, the word tzedakah has been watered down. Tzedakah really means charity to the poor, not supporting great institutions. Today, the word tzedakah is generic. Giving to anything is called tzedakah. But in the real translation of tzedakah, it's the poor. Now, and if a real poor person comes to you, by meaning he is poor, you're going to give him. Now, what is poor? That's a paralogy here about Hilchos Tzedakah, which we're not learning now. Okay. Zuck the Rush. Midim the Navsha Kamhadale, Mitzvah Bahama Kavit. Beloy Mahadale Midi. Giving it back is a mitzvah. And as the Rush said earlier by Shaikulay Shiklai, if you do a mitzvah, it's not called pleasure. Mahanile Putin Rev Yasuf. Dumra Bepare Kamaskid. Shremer Aveda Kishremer Sacher. That if you watch an Aveda, you're getting paid. Now who I know the Kaboy Lamesiv Riftaliani. Poor person comes, you have to give him a piece of bread. You don't have to give it to me. When he's working with the Aveda, to spread it out, tear it out. When he's taking the Aveda back to Reuven, then an Ani should show up at that time. Yes.
Did everyone agree that if he's not going till tomorrow, there's no drying up, then he would be obligated?
Again, so you're getting involved now in Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos in the Rambam, which I didn't want to get involved in, but I'll mention it anyway. Tosfos asked the question in Masechtas Baba Kama. It might be in Baba Metzia too, but I remember from Baba Kama. Tosfos asked the question, does that mean when I put my Aveda into my house and keep it there for 6 months, that any Ani that comes to my door, I'll tell him, I'm sorry, I'm working with my Avedas in my house, I'm icing the mitzvah. So Tosfos says that icing the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is only if you can't do both at the same time. But if you can do both at the same time, one will not bother you with the other, you're mechuyev to do both mitzvahs. So when your Aveda is sitting in your safe, waiting to be returned, you can do both. It's not impeding giving tzedakah. So according to Tosfos, the only time Isaac B'mitzvah is part of the mitzvah is if you stop to give the Ani bread, the Aveda will stay there, somebody can walk off with it. But in Okinami, if you can do both, if you're carrying the Aveda in your pocket and Ani comes to you, and it just means giving him a dollar, and then moving on, you have to do both. This is Tosfos' Shita. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says, Isaac B'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is even if you can do both. Now, I think the mitzvah, you don't have to do the other mitzvah. However, Dr. Ran, it's only when you're working with it. When it's sitting, you're not working with it. You're not Isaac. That's the Machloikas Tosfos in the Ran. It's a game many, many, many times. The Ran adds, but it's nice to do both mitzvahs. We always try about Tikkun Ran. That's what he says. If you can do both. Be not obligated. You're putter from that mitzvah. So this is the Machloikas Tosfos in the Ran, the answer to your question. Both are bothered by your question. How can I be putter from Tzedakah the whole time I'm watching the Aveda? Tosfos said, it depends if you can do both. And the Ran says, you have to be Isaac. You got to be doing something. You're not doing something. You're not really Isaac b'mitzvah. This is the Machloikas. Nothing about that.
Even when you're holding it, you're taking it to your house, that's your Mishnah, right?
Like what the Tosfos, you would have to do it. That's why I was very careful. Tosfos says you're only putter if it would impede your returning to Aveda.
Tour of giving
tzedakah,
though, it's so, I mean, that's Shavuot Pruta, because of the money he's saving, that's why it's the Pruta of what he would give. It, to me, it's so easy to do, and yet we're using this tour as a
hana. It doesn't want to give tzedakah. So now you're asking garbage questions. Who doesn't want to give tzedakah?
No, but should be in the realm of Mitzvah Slavlanders in the same umbrella. Because
he's not getting anah. He's not getting anah from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not what's giving him anah.
You're using a patur.
So that's my Riyah Hari question.
Okay.
That's why I brought up the question about Riyah Hari. Because I thought somebody was going to ask it. So I wanted to preempt, and I spoke out that the Achrayim asked it, and they said, you're the one that's chasing away your own lion.
Separated from the style of the Veda.
Correct. Okay. Zakhda Mishnah. Tanan. Now, in this Gemara, there's going to be two girsas. First, we'll learn the first one, and then we'll learn the second one. Obviously, you got to do it in some order. Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Mokum Shinoit Leskar. If people get skar, meaning they get paid for returning Avedas, then Tipu Hanoleg. Now, the Mishnah didn't tell us who's usher and whom, who's returning, who's Aveda. We don't know. So let's try to figure it out. The Mishnah says, if the guy returning it gets paid for returning, then the money goes to Hekdesh. So Bishleim of the Mandam, Avilim, Shenichse, Bal Aveda, Asurim, Amazir, Nami, Mahadir. It's good according to the Mandam, and it says that when the returner can't have pleasure from the Baal Aveda, right? Meaning, the way the Rosh learns this Gemara, when they both can have pleasure from each other. So we have a problem here. The problem is very simple. If one can't have pleasure from the other, why can't the other keep the money? Why is this money a problem? If Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven and Shimon's returning the Aveda, so Reuven, keep the money. Why do you have to give it to Hekdesh? You can have pleasure from Shimon. And if Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon can have pleasure from Reuven, so Shimon, take the money. Somebody here is allowed to have pleasure from somebody else. The Mishnah is either that the returner can't have pleasure from the returnee, from the owner, or the owner can't have pleasure from the returner. But one of them is allowed to have pleasure. So why give it to Hekdesh? Somebody can keep the money. Whoever can have pleasure from the other guy should keep the money. If the returner can't have pleasure from the Baal Veda, so he can't take the money, so let the Baal Veda keep it. Why do you have to give it to Hekdesh? Yeah. The minute is that I pay Dr. Harris for returning to Aveda. He can't take the money because he can't have pleasure from me. So I'll keep the money. It's my money. Why do I have to give it to Hekdesh? I have money that I pay him to return for returning to Aveda. He can't accept the money. He says, I'm sorry, I can't accept. I said, thank you very much, and I keep the money. Why do I have to give it to Hekdesh? And if that is, I can't have pleasure from Dr. Harris. So therefore, I'll give the money to Dr. Harris, and he'll take it. He can have pleasure from me. So why, over here, does the Mishnah say, Tipul Hanol Hekdesh? It makes it sound that they can't have pleasure. Why? Somebody can keep the money. Either the guy who had the money or the guy that's getting the money. Somebody's mutter and somebody's usher. So why in the world does the Mishnah say the money goes to Hekdesh? The answer is, it's talking about both can't have pleasure from each other. that Reuven said, you can't have pleasure from me and I can't have pleasure from you. Now we have a problem. Brings back the Aveda, right? And we're going now that it's mutter, not like the Mount Yamed said it's Asr, it's mutter. So therefore he brings him back the Aveda, and Reuven says to Shimon, I have to pay you. Shimon says, I can't take your money. Reuven says, I can't keep it, because then I'm getting the money from you. Because you're refusing to take the money, therefore I can keep the money. That's giving me money. I'm not allowed to take your money. And Shimon says, well, I'm not allowed to take your money. So then, Tibon Ola Egdish, because neither can keep the money. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, and Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. So therefore, since they can't have pleasure from each other, what are you supposed to do with the money? Go to Egdish. No, the money for giving back the Aveda. The minigan that again, the Makim Shenaitlin Alaskar, they used to pay returners of the Aveda $25 for returning the Aveda. So when they come to return the Aveda, the owner owes the guy who's returning it $25. And he can't take it from him because he's not allowed to have pleasure from him. And he can't keep it because he's not allowed to have pleasure from him. So that night in Schreiber had this.
That's what the case is talking about.
That could be the case. At least we have a case that works. So Bishleim Elamandam Rafilub Shadifsebam Aveda Surah Mamsur Nami Mahadur, that he can give it back even when the owner can't have pleasure. Sorry, even when the returner can't have pleasure from the Baal Aveda, and they both can't have pleasure from each other, is the way the Rush learns. Hainu the Kadi Malkam Shalit Laskati Banola Hegdish, since they both can't have pleasure from each other. Therefore, that Noah goes to Hegdish. But according to the Man Yamed, it says that if the owners nechasim are usher to the returner, he can't give it back because he's gaining the pruta der Rav Yosef, so he's not allowed to give it back. So I might tip on all the heads. Let the owner keep it. Why can't the owner keep it? If you're telling me that in the case of when the Reuvens who made the netter said to Shimon, you cannot have pleasure from me. And therefore, when Shimon returns Reuven's Aveda, right, then Shimon is having pleasure that he doesn't have to give tzedakah, right? So then why can't Reuven keep the money? Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Because that money, I'm saying, it only works one way. According to Mount Yamed, it says it works both ways, so I can say they both can't have pleasure from each other. Therefore, Tibon Ola Hegdish. But if you learn that it only goes one way, you have to wait to the Gemara's answer. Right? If you learn it only goes one way, so then somebody can keep the money. Dr. Rush. Bishlam of the Mount Yamed, Abishinichsib, Amaveda, Surin, Amangzer, Pirish. Kishishneim, Mudrim, Zemizem. They both banned each other. Hainu the Tani Tibon Ola Hegdish. Shamakzer, any Yachel, Kabbat, Menuskar, Balavet. The returner can't take money. And the Baal Aveda can't keep it. It's only talking about Elamand the Amal that says, Mishinichse Baal Aveda, Surim Amakzer, Ayri Masnissen, that the Mishnah is talking about only when the Magzir can't give it back. I mean, it's a different garrison than we have. Instead of saying, it says that the Mishnah is only talking about when the returner can't give pleasure to the Baal Aveda, meaning Shimon is the owner, and Reuven can give it back to him because Reuven's giving him back his own item, and the pleasure of returning it is a mitzvah. So if that's the case, right? But in the case the opposite way, it doesn't, it's not tip, it's mut, it's usher. So then amai tibon ola hegdish. Zog to Gemara, achada. That's me, an emphasis to the Gemara. And for the Gemara, achada k'tani. And the answer of achada k'tani says, the case is talking about, Reuven is returning the Aveda to Shimon, and Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Right? So, he can return it. So Shimon says, I want to pay you. And he's Reuven's allowed to take the money. Reuven refuses to take the money. I don't get paid for mitzvahs. I don't do such things. I refuse to take money from you. Not because we're such good friends. I've been to a pleasure for me. But I don't take money from mitzvahs. I do mitzvahs l'shem shemayim. I'm not interested in money. Now, what does Shimon do? What does Shimon do now? He wants to pay Reuven, and Reuven can take the money. But Reuven refuses to take the money. So what is Shimon supposed to do with the money? In a regular case, if Reuven comes and gives back again, Reuven made a neder that Shimon can't have pleasure. Reuven finds Shimon's gold cufflinks. He brings it back to Shimon. Mutter. Now, Shimon says, I owe you money. Reuven can take the money because Reuven can have pleasure from Shimon. But Reuven, I don't want to take your money. I don't want your money. I don't want to have anything. I don't make money on mitzvahs. So what's Shimon supposed to do now? He can't keep the money because then he's having pleasure from Reuven. He can't give Reuven the money because Reuven doesn't want to take it. That's the case of Tibbanah Lehegdesh. Dr. Rosh, Achadah. Al Derech Echad, Kigad. Im Eina Magzer, Reitze Lekabel Schar. Ubao Aveda, Eina Yochel Akvoi. Hilkach Tibbanah Lehegdesh. Vohadu Lektani. So why doesn't the Mishnah tell me that Reuven can take it if he wants? Why does the Mishnah make it sound like it automatically has to go to Hegdash? Because the Mishnah is assuming that nobody is taking money in this case. Even in the case where the minig is to take money, we're talking in a case that he's not taking money. Why? To get paid. Why shouldn't you be able to return it? I'm not doing it to give him pleasure. I'm doing it to make money. I'm allowed to have hanah. If I'm getting paid, I can give it back and take money. Why does the Mishnah write, that it's only mutter? The Mishnah has to make it sound like it's a chiddush. You can give him back his aveidah. Even though it's a place where they usually pay, you're giving it back for free. Because he can't keep the money. Yes, doctor.
So, the conclusion at the end of this, if it were only referring to one part of the situation.
Again, there's two mandiyamim. According to one mandiyamim, there was no question. Because each one can give back, each one is banned from pleasure from the other. And what's happening is, one is giving it back, and the other one can't take the money, and the other one can't keep the money, so therefore it goes to Hegdash. But that's assuming that it's talking in a case that they're both usher to each other. But in the, according to the Mandiyama, it says that in the case when the Machzer can't have pleasure from the Baal Zeta, you're not allowed to give it back, because in that case, he's gaining Puta de Rav Yosef. So that means it can't be talking in a case when they're both usher from each other. It has to be talking in a case when it's only one way. If it's one way, take the money.
As far as the conclusion, my question goes away. This one situation.
Yes.
Because Aveda for Schar, am I earning it or is it a reward? Does that make no difference at all?
It makes no difference at all in this Gemara. But this was the minute, not every place had this minute. In places, some places, they rewarded people who returned Avedas. You know, again, why? I can think of five reasons why they aborted them. Five same reasons. An incentive for people to return Avedis. You ever see, if you find my black cat with three stripes, $500 reward? Why do people put that up? Because you'll see the black cat with three stripes and you'll ignore it. So they put up a sign. Now, the truth is, if you live in a Jewish neighborhood, you have a Kiyav Achshavas Aveda, you shouldn't need the incentive. But incentives talk. So in this place, it was an incentive. Anybody returns an Aveda gets a $50 bonus.
It was reward. Not
I don't know what you want to call it. It's not right.
Because, oh yeah, that's why
it's made as
that's why.
Malkum Shinoit Lashar means to get paid, that's all it means.
Okay. The person is not is makes another against his employee. Can't have enough from me. Does that mean he's fired?
No, well, it depends. He can get his salary because that's not hanah. He's working for the pashtus.
That's what I was getting at over here.
What?
He's working to return the aveda.
That's what
no, he's not getting paid for work. He's getting paid. It's not a work payment. Not getting paid to work. Pashtus. At least I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I have no idea. I mean, the Gemara. I didn't see the Gemara discuss it. I don't know. Okay, so this is the Pshat and the Gemara according to the first way of learning it. Now the Rush brings out a second Girsa. So we have to keep track of the cases. This is the complicated part about the Sugya. We have two cases. We'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the Bala Veda. Reuven is the one that made a netter, banning Shimon and his pleasure. And now it's a question of Reuven returning Shimon's Aveda and Shimon returning Reuven's Aveda. Reuven returning Shimon's Aveda is when the returner is allowed to have pleasure from the owner of the Aveda, but the owner of Aveda is not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. The other way is Shimon returning Reuven's Aveda, where Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon can't get pleasure from Reuven. And that's the argument, because Shimon is gaining money by returning the Aveda, the Pruta de Rav Yosef. That's what we said. Now, according to the second Lashon, Nusach Achar, Ubesvarim Nimsa Nusach Achar, the Rosh says, and in some Svarim, there's a second Nusach. Bishloim Lamandame Bishinirse Magzer Asurim of Aveda. Let me speak it out outside, and then we'll do it inside. The second Lashon is saying, second Lashon is saying as follows. The other way. According to the Mandamit, it says that the Mishnah is only talking about when the only talking about that the Shimon Reuven is returning Shimon's Aveda. So Shimon's not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. Right? Shimon is not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. So then, sorry? Right, one second, hold. In a place where Shimon gets paid, right? I'll go the other way. Mishlam, according to the Mandamit, it says that Reuven's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Again, Reuven made the netter, banning himself from pleasure from Shimon. And now Shimon can't bring back, this is where it's complicated, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, because then I'll just throw more confusion into it. Bishlaim, according to the Maldamid, it says that it's talking about Shimon returning Reuven's Aveda. So, Reuven returning Shimon's Aveda. The Maldamid, it says that the Mishnah allows Reuven to give back Mikse Magzir Asurin Abal Aveda. Right. Reuven banned Shimon and pleasure. So Reuven is giving back Shimon's Aveda. And Shimon's not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. So then, if Reuven doesn't want to take money, Shimon can't keep it. So go to Hegdash, which is what we said as the answer before. But according to this Lashon, this was assumed in the Kasha. Again, Reuven is the one that made the netter, banning Shimon and pleasure. And then Reuven finds Shimon's gold cufflinks. The halacha is, Reuven can give it back to Shimon. He's doing a mitzvah, and it's Shimon's gold cufflinks anyway, not halacha. So Reuven can give it back, even though Shimon can't have pleasure from it. And a place that they pay for it, Reuven can take the money. But if he refuses to take the money, it goes to Hegdash. That would be the case of the Mishnah, that the guy refuses to take the money, and therefore it goes to Hegdash. But according to the other Mandi Amar, that it's talking about that the Balaveda, that the Magzer can't have pleasure from the Balaveda. Shimon's returning Reuven's item, right? So why can't Reuven keep the money? The Gemara is assuming that nobody minds keeping their own money. Some people don't want to take money for a mitzvah. But nobody's going to say, you know what, my money, I'll keep it. Why not? What?
And he's
allowed to have pleasure. So the Gemara's kasha is, Bishlam in a case when the guy who returns it can't have pleasure, can have pleasure, but the owner can't have pleasure. So then he can say, I don't want to take your money, and the owner can't keep it. But in the other case, where the owner's allowed to have pleasure from the returner, so then keep your money. We're going to have to do this lesson again tomorrow, which is going to take me more time, but let's just stop there.
We seem to be leaving something out, which is in the case of that when I give, so